This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We need to hear this, apparently. What are we listening to? Because I'm told that this is a surprise of sorts from Cubs camp.
Craig Counsell was asked about his media obligations this season.
Are you talking about the Chicago Weekly show? Is that your station?
I don't know. No. Odyssey owns it.
Don't you do a radio show?
I do a radio show, yeah.
We're going to do that show this year, yes. I enjoy having fun with those guys. And then I've gotten to know the Spiegel guy, who I know is a huge Cubs fan, a huge baseball fan.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Matt. Sorry. Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner, his new partner that replaced?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
That was great. That was great.
The Spiegel guy.
Matt. Is that offensive? No, not offensive.
Why was everything so difficult for them when they were all going around in a circle trying to figure out what was happening?
And
Bruce basically disowned us? Just said that's an Odyssey station?
He just said he doesn't own the station.
Is that your station?
I don't own it, no. Odyssey owns it.
Don't you?
Yeah, right.
I'm on that station, but I don't own that.
He does not want to represent the Score. That's what I heard.
And it's not my show, but I'm on that show.
You guys are doing that Score thing on me, aren't you?
When's the first Craig Counsell?
We're going to do that show.
I kind of want Bruce as the Spiegel guy. I want that as like a ringtone.
Oh, you know what I mean? That is awesome.
Oh, is that beautiful? Yeah.
Spiegel guy. What's his first name?
That one surprised me, Max.
That's a good job.
I like it.
Bruce.
He's getting to know you. Like, one year, starting to feel it a little bit.
Do you know his partner, his new partner that replaced?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
What are we doing here?
You should know his name. You have to ask Billy Russo what his name is?
Sorry, is that offensive?
What are we doing here?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow when I see Craig Counsell? I guess it'll be Friday. I have to walk over there and say, oh, look at that. It's the Counsell guy. Craig, right? Is it Craig?
Perfect. Actually, better, go Craigers.
Craigers?
Yeah, a little condescending.
Well, actually, I'm the one who usually gets called Craig by famous Cubs greats. You know, that's usually what happens to me.
I think maybe you go Walter White. And go, say my name.
I am the one who knocks.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Fear me. I don't know if he said that, but that's something Walter White would say.
He is.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig.
Yeah, that's right. Billy Williams, the great Billy Williams, calling me Craig for some reason.
What was going on?
Good morning, Bruce and Craig.
Nobody knows why.
It's hilarious.
Shane, do you remember why he called me Craig?
Well, I think we figured out there was either a Craig in the open, somebody else named Craig, or
I remember
the promo before.
It was my fault. It was a Hank Aaron anniversary of some kind.
That's it.
And it was Hank Aaron at the 715th home run, and I was going through my rigmarole of everything that was involved when Hank hit the home run, including Craig Sager interviewing Hank on the field after he hit that home run.
Okay.
That was the last thing I said, and Billy was like, I guess I'm talking to Craig.
Okay. He was like hoping to hear a name. Oh, good, it's Craig. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Last name I heard was Craig. Here we go.
That's funny. I hadn't thought that you would be seeing Craig in a couple of days. And you said you'll be interviewing. Is there a manager? They probably don't start the pregame interviews yet.
No.
Yeah. I will
bum rush the media session and make my presence known with authority.
Wait, hold on real quick, Mark. You didn't think that he'd be seeing Craig, but you knew he was going down to spring training?
I didn't think about it.
I guess I'm just putting it together.
Okay.
Like right now. You can actually respond to this man face to face about the hilarity that took place yesterday.
670 The Score is where you are. He is Mark Grody. He is slowly morphing into Les Grobstein on our watch. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score. Shane is here. Tanny is here. Lots going on. Mike Valenti in about 30 minutes for Ben's Vision as we look at Ben Johnson. Bruce Levine later on from Cubs camp. And Paul Pabst will be joining us in studio a little bit later as well. But Groats, we are officially there. The NFL's off-season calendar has technically kicked off yesterday with the franchise tag window now open. The combine starts on the 24th of February, so that is a week from 2 days ago. So I guess Monday is another way to say that in human English form.
Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you very much. So the combine will be going. The franchise tag window closes on March 4th, but already you could get some players being given the tag by their teams. And we don't have any official tags as of right now, but we know that Javon Holland, the safety of the Dolphins, could be tagged. T. Higgins, the wide receiver from Cincinnati, could be tagged. The quarterback from the Minnesota Vikings,
Sam Darnold,
just had a terrific year, could be tagged. All of these people could be tagged and then traded, or tagged and then signed to a long-term deal. The Bears don't really have anybody that would potentially qualify to be tagged. I guess free agents to be, as of right now, anybody that they could tag. There's really nobody that makes sense.
Really is nobody that makes sense. And there is almost zero talk that I have heard coming out of Hallis Hall in terms of that. Usually there's a name or two that will bounce around. It does not appear the Bears will be using any of the tags on any of their players this year.
But there is one player with great Bears relevance that could or could not be tagged, and it doesn't look like he's going to, and that is the guard of the Kansas City Chiefs, Trey Smith. This in The Athletic today. Trey Smith is expected to be the most coveted offensive lineman in this year's free agency. The Chiefs are not expected to place the franchise tag or the transition tag on Trey Smith, according to a league source. Well, I read that today in The Athletic, and I go to myself, I go, bam! And I think Trey Smith is available.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Bears should ready themselves to pounce, as we've all been talking about. And no tag means that for sure he's not going to be there, right? Not so fast. Next paragraph. Instead, the Chiefs should do their best to keep one of their best players by offering Smith a 4 or 5 year contract. Smith entering the league in 2021 alongside center Creed Humphrey. Two have become best friends. Last year, the Chiefs signed Humphrey, the league's best center, to a 4 year contract that included guaranteed money in 25 and 26. Brett Veach and Andy Reid should offer Trey Smith a similar contract, one that makes him one of the league's highest paid guards. So what do you, co-host of Take the North, think about this possibility? No tag makes me think it's a possibility, but I guess if they have a good relationship, they can just go offer him a deal.
First of all, I think that Kansas City will do what it has to do to keep Trey Smith, because they'd be crazy to let that guy go unless they think they can build or rebuild their offensive line with what they have and adding other players. How cocky are they about it? But the Chiefs are in a weird spot, because despite getting to the Super Bowl, there's kind of this feeling of a changing of the guard, and maybe the Chiefs ain't like they may have to go under a little bit for the next, or maybe they don't if they continue to keep their guys and be a little bit creative. So I still have in the back of my mind that he'll end up back with Kansas City. As far as the Bears are concerned, they got to go all to the wall to get him. And I do believe they will. And maybe this is naive of me to say, but the Ben Johnson hiring changed everything in terms of the way I look at the Bears and the way they do business. The what happened there, Kevin Warren's part in it. Go for the best guy and bring that guy in. Will they continue to do? Because this ain't good enough. Like, the celebration was real. The approval rating was 99% for Ben Johnson. And doing business differently, keep doing business differently. Go after this man. And I think they will.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Because if Ben Johnson says, I'd like to do this. If we need to run the ball and this guy's going to help us run the ball and he's an ass kicker and he's going to redefine the culture of our offensive line and reinvigorate the room and show everybody how we want to play and this is what I want. I do think that Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles would follow suit and follow behind him.
I think you're right. Or does, and this is a question I keep asking about Ben Johnson in certain positions, or does Ben Johnson think, oh, don't worry, you know, we don't need Trey Smith. Give me Zach Martin or Makai, like, give me second best, because I can work with those guys. I'm Ben Johnson. Uh-huh. I can make players better. So that's the only caveat. I think it's more take the top-end talent like we're talking about. I think Ben Johnson would probably be most interested in Trey Smith out of those guys. I only named a few of the interior guys, for example. But we still don't know about Ben Johnson completely. Does he have it in his head like a Theo Epstein? I can do it my way, man. You don't have to go. Give me John Lester. I'll grow this team. I'll make this team better.
After especially hearing Brian Baldinger the week of the Super Bowl talk about Trey Smith in a variety of ways about how what he is as a person, what he is as a student of the game, what he is as a lineman, and all of that. And really thinking about it, he had risen to the top. Trey Smith, of like any player I have ever wanted for any team in this town, because of what he signifies, what he is, and what it could be like. And it's exactly what the Bears need. It is unbelievable how much they actually need that guy. And then the Super Bowl happened, and they made him get double-team help to deal with Jalen Carter, and that Eagles defensive line completely and utterly dominated the Chiefs.
I don't think he had a good playoffs in general, according to some of the stuff that I was reading, like the real evaluators of offensive line. Like, I think he kind of struggled in the postseason.
The Super Bowl made me a little hinky.
Yeah, he's not coming in hot necessarily.
The interior of that Eagles line, not just Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Another guy, Melvin something. You don't even know his last name. Don't pretend you know his last
name. I know Henry Melton.
No, it's Melvin was his first name. Oh, Tanny, don't pretend. Pretend you know his last name.
You should know his name.
Melvin Douglas is the former actor.
Say my name.
Is it Melvin Williams? Is that who it is? You don't know if I'm right or I'm wrong. Don't pretend you do.
Let's name Melvin. Melvin Eli.
Go.
Was it Monty Williams? You don't know.
But anyway, to your point, you do have to look at that. I didn't even want to bring that up, Spiegel.
I'm glad you did,
but it wasn't not in my head because, and it's not necessarily even fair. That's when the competition is stiffest. That is when players are at their most banged up and tired. Mm. So I suppose, I'm just rattling off excuses here for Trey Smith.
Listen to you.
But the body of work is good.
Yeah. Here's how much I think you don't know Melvin Williams' name. His name is actually Milton Williams. Okay. That's how much you don't know
more
his
like,
name.
More like Milton Bradley, who never should have been on the Cubs in the first place.
More like Milton Berle. So did you see the Saturday Night Live movie?
I think it's called Saturday Night.
With what's his name? Yeah. Is Milton Berle?
It was...
You know, the guy.
The guy. It's We're the doing guy. Great today.
Yeah, the guy who was in...
I forget. Oh, oh, he was in the one where he's the music conductor.
Yes.
He's the music conductor.
Right.
G.E. Smith?
No.
That's the Saturday Night Live bandsman.
I was like, that would have been weird to cast him as Milton Berle, but you said that's the first name I thought of. You guys can Google it up.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it, Tanny. That disappoints me just a little bit.
Well, I just finished the SNL book, and if it's anything like the chapter about Milton Berle, if they included that stuff in there, I'm
going to
avoid this movie.
His Coke can? Is that what we're talking about?
Use your imagination, you're probably right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he only took out enough to win.
I heard
that's the reference.
I did hear some of that stuff was the exact details was a little fabricated, but I don't think the story about
J.K. Simmons.
It's J.K. Simmons.
J.K.
Simmons as Milton Berle. Oh my god!
They did put it in this movie. The part that was in this book.
It's so good.
No thanks. I'm good.
Oh no! It's so good, and he represents old Hollywood. He represents like old comedy in that and the SNL movie.
It's referenced that it was one of the biggest mistakes of the show's history is putting that guy on to host a show.
Well, I guess he was difficult. He was difficult.
It was very difficult.
Up to it. Yeah.
So anyway, it's a great thing. But anyway, Milton Williams.
Oh yes,
is Milton the Williams. Defensive lineman who, among others, had control of Trey Smith. So yeah, I'm a little bit hinky about it. But today being day one of the franchise tag, look, I still want Trey Smith, and especially because the Bears have a lot of money. They have a lot of money, and there's more money coming to them courtesy of the league, and there's more money coming to them courtesy of you. We're going to cover that in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Spiegs and Grody here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. When we come back, nuggets learned while game prepping, including a potential endorsement war brewing with a brand new Chicago Cub. We'll do that next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana.
Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.